This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, there was word out of Tokyo overnight that SoftBank, the massive Japanese holding company, is planning to take its mobile division public. The company is trying to raise $21 billion when it lists on the Tokyo Stock Exchange in December. SoftBank, though, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has a quick primer on the most influential company you might never have heard of.
First things first, SoftBank, not actually a bank. Drew Pascarella teaches finance at Cornell.
It's a major Japanese company that has investments in all types of companies and all types of industries, from technology to auto manufacturing.
You've probably heard of the companies SoftBank invests in. Uber, Slack, WeWork, Alibaba, Sprint. SoftBank makes some of these bets through its $100 billion venture capital fund, the biggest one ever created. It's supported in large part by a Saudi Arabian state-owned fund. And it typically invests in companies that are already having success but need a big injection of cash.
WeWork is a good example where, you know, they're now able to expand much more aggressively as a result of SoftBank's capital.
SoftBank usually holds a minority stake in its companies, but Anindo Ghosh at NYU's Stern School of Business says the conglomerate still has a lot of sway over them.
Clearly, you know, when you're injecting that amount of money, there's a tremendous amount of influence on the founders and the leadership.
Companies know that SoftBank's founder, Masayoshi Son, could always invest in their competitor. Kenji Kushida is a researcher at Stanford's Asia-Pacific Research Center.
If the company that he's invested in decides to go a very different direction, he can say, okay, our visions no longer align, but my vision does align with this other company, so I'm going to go with them instead.
And if SoftBank raises that $21 billion in this IPO, it'll have even more bargaining power. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.